Roman numeral 3. The heavenly ancientness of the Lord is depicted by his head and hair being as white as white wool and snow. Revelations 1:14. And his head and hair were as white as white wool as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. 15. And his feet were like shining bronze, as having been fired in the furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. Roman numeral 4. The Lord's seven eyes are like a flame of fire for watching, observing, searching, judging by enlightening and infusing. And Christ's eyes are for God's move and operation on earth, since seven is the number of completion in God's move. B. The Lord's eyes, being like a flame of fire, is meant for his judgment. Roman numeral 5. The Lord's feet are like shining bronze, as having been fired in the furnace, signifying that his perfect and right walk qualifies him to exercise divine judgment. Roman numeral 6. The Lord's voice is like a sound of many waters, which is tremulous sound, the sound of the voice of the Almighty God in its seriousness and solemnity. Roman numeral 7. Christ is the holder of the bright messengers of the churches. Revelations 1:16a. And he had his right hand seven stars. A. The messengers are the spiritual ones in the churches, the ones who bear the responsibility of the testimony of Jesus. B. The messengers who are of the heavenly nature and in the heavenly position like stars are those who have a fresh message from the Lord to his people. C. Because the leading ones are in his right hand, there is no need for them to shrink back. Christ truly takes the responsibility of his testimony.